You go through the same parshas every year, but every year it's a new.
You
go through the same parshas every year, and it's a schachas because you always have a new deher, or a new blick, right?
I mean,
no,
Baruch Hashem, the Torah is filled with.
I'm saying even ourselves, and we just in Mamre Sedri, always have a new perspective at every time.
Yeah, there's like. I am so technologically backwards.
I saw on Community Connection they have free tapes for someone who wants to have blank tapes. Someone's giving away blank tapes.
I couldn't get them on. That's why I bought this. I couldn't buy tapes anymore.
No, like, you know, if it's really needed, I have to get you. I also have a tape recorder.
What?
I also have a tape recorder.
Ve'elo tov lis Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoilid es Yitzchak. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem. And Yitzchak davened to Hashem on behalf of his wife, ki akara hi. She was an akara. Vayayoser loy Hashem, and Hashem listened to him. Yitzchak davened on her behalf, and Hashem listened to him. Vatar rifke ishte. So these two diyukim, he didn't daven for himself. He davened l'noichach ishte, on behalf of his wife. And the end was by Yehoser Loi Hashem. Hashem listened to him. So the Chofetz Chaim's argument on these two diyukim. First of all, he only davened for her. And second of all, why at the end was he the one that was answered? So the Chofetz Chaim says it's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that Yitzchak Avinu, he was the son of Avram and Sarah. So he was perfect. There was no psoilus within himself. There was no chesroyus within him. So mitzad him, Yaakov Avinu came out, someone, Tam and Mushlim, complete. But Rivka Lamais, as great as a tzaddikus as she was, and it was a nace, Rivka, to grow up in such a sviva with her father, Nesuel, and her brother, Lavan, it was a nace, unbelievable nace, that she was able to be on the madrega that she was at. Of Afal Pikein, Lamais, there's a hashba there that has its effect. So mitzad her, there was a chesaron. And Saif Kol Saif, the truth is that she gave birth to an ace, if it came beside her. So, beside Yitzchak, he was a Muslim, then there was no holding back Min HaShemayim and sending a child, because Yaakov would be coming into the world because of a Yitzchak. The only thing is, they were hesitant, they didn't want to, give the children, because mitzad the Chasson and mitzad Rivka. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayata Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtay. Because she was really the one that was holding back. He saw Beruach HaKadosh, because there was something imperfect in her machmas or sviva, so he saw he had to daven on her behalf, mitzad him, who was not an ikuv. What happened at the end? Vayayoser loy Hashem. Hashem listened machmas him, because from him would come out Yaakov, and Esav Taka was going to be the tag along, as we'll see momentarily. That Esav was the tag along. And that's why Taka says, ki akara hi. She was the one that was the akara, right? And she was holding back the lady over here. Because b'schus him, a Yaakov would come out. Now, you could also be moisiv on this. This the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say, but I was thinking maybe it could be moisiv that Rivka, when she was having pains about time and came, loma ze anoichi. She felt that someone's going out to the house of Avodah Zarah, so loma ze anoichi, why would I have to have my chelik in this? It comes out, she figured out that if there's anything like that, so why should I have a chelik in it? What's the tachlis of my chelik in this later? So to that Hashem said, shnei goyim bevitneich, which means, from Rashi, it comes to Elu Rebbe Vantaninas, that even from Esav is going to come out good people, and you are being Makadosh that Chelik. If not for you, then that Chelik Korah would not have any Kedusha in it. Yet from Esav came out, Oivadi Ger Tzedek, with Unkel Sager, with Remeir, Bimnei Bono Shalom, Alam Lutayr, Bimnei Brak. So I don't know, but that was her Chelik in it. Even though it would seem that it was a Chesar Mitzad or Lehepach, she took the Tzad HaTumen, and she was Makadosh it, so that tzaddikim came out of her. Vayisroitzitzu habonim bekirba. So Rashi says, what is this ritzitza? They were agitating with him. That's the taich. They were agitating. What was this agitation? So Rashi says that when she passed the house of the Beis Medrash, Yaakov Avinu wanted to go out. She passed the house of Avodah Zarah, Esav. But the Chofetz Chaim says his own original pshat, and it's a Yisoid God. Mamash Yisoid God. Chofetz Chaim says, what was this ritzitza? In Shemayim, they were very hesitant to let Esav be born into the world. And it was Mamash was like a seesaw, vikuach in Shemayim. On the one hand, Esav stood for everything tamei. Esav stood for rishis. Esav stood for lowering the level of ruchnius of the world. The nobility that Hashem meant to grace the world with, Esav the Baal Taiva lowered that madrega tremendously. And he caused churban throughout the generations. So that was a tzad zikha not to let Esav come into the world. The Idat Gisa, Yaakov Avinu could not reach his madrega of perfection unless he had an Esav combating him. And he'd have to rise above and to be able to overcome the nisyonis that Esav put in his way. Chofetz Chaim is a marshal, the old-fashioned clocks, they had these weights that were balancing, and a spring used to try and free itself from the pressure of the weights, and that caused the clock to move. So he says, that's the same thing over here. And Esav was the one that tried weighing Yaakov down with the gzeiros and with the tzaros and with the competition against him. And Yaakov Avinu, by turning to HaKadosh Baruch, went after having to lift himself above that nisayon. Yaakov Avinu, that was the only way he could reach the full potential that he had to reach. That was the tzadiyah to create Esav, back and forth and back and forth. So they were machlid, okay, let's send Esav down. No, you ready? Esav's ready to go, right? They pull him back. Nay, not a good idea. And then again there was a tzad, and again they pulled him back. And every time he was pulled back, Yaakov tried going out. So that was the vayisroitzitzu habon and bekirba. That was the yisroitzitzis, the hesitance to send Esav out into the world. Libesoifu was huchlit, that ultimately for the benefit of Yaakov Avinu to reach his full madrega, it was necessary to have Esav in the world. With that, it's a similar yisoy, they say, it says, Ve'ela told this Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram oilis Yitzchak, so Ve'ela told this Yitzchak ben Avram, Rashi says, Yaakov Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Everybody asks, Pshita, Michael Mashmalon, of course, you look at the parsha, it's Yaakov and Esav. What's the Chiddush Rashi's telling us? So one of the Sfarim brings down that the emphasis is that Esav is really not considered the Zera of Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, darshan and chazal, bi Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. Part of Yitzchak will be considered the Zera of Avram, but not all of Yitzchak. That means Esav is not considered Zera Avram. However, in the Tovus of Yitzchak, Esav plays a major role. Because Esav is that competition to Yaakov. He is the Tzad HaTumah that tries to offset Yaakov. And Yaakov Avinu always had to raise himself above, and Klal Yisrael throughout history had to rise above that. So he's very much part of the Tovus Yitzchak that year. Because Esav is very much responsible for the downfall of Yaakov and Mimela ultimately raising himself above. Yaakov, Esav, Amur, and Parsha, don't think that Esav is no shaykhus to the Toldes. He might not be considered Zera Avram, but in the Toldes of Yitzchak, he very much has a chelik. And Esav himself gained because he was under the hashpah of Yaakov numerous times, there were gerim that came from him. In Jewish history, it's Yodua, that when the Romans were in Eretz Yisrael during Tuvus Bayesheni, there were hundreds, maybe thousands of Gerim that came from the Romans. Why? They were in the vicinity of Yidden, and they saw how Yidden fear and zuch, and they saw the beauty of Yiddish life. They became Gerim. One of them was, who was it? Niron Kaser, the Gemara says. Niron Kaser, the Gemara says, he shot an arrow up here, and shot an arrow up there, and but the emes, I think Rav Avigdor Miller says, his wife had already wanted to be Megayer long before. You know, this was just like the straw that broke the camel's back, that maisa. But there were a lot of Romans that were Megayer because they saw the beauty and they were under the hashpah of Yaakov Avinu, of Klal Yisrael. Vayeyosir loy Hashem, vata Rivka ishtay. So Rashi says, Vayeyosir loy Hashem, nispatzer, Vinispayes, Vinispatale. A triple wash. Vayayosolei. Hashem listened to his tefillos. Nispatzer, he was convinced. Vinispayez, and he was appeased. Vinispatoloi, and he was enticed by the tefillah. Like, why do you need three different madregas over here of Hashem being convinced? Nispatzer, Vinispayez, Vinispatoloi. So according to what the Chofetz Chaim said just now, that they were very hesitant to allow Esav to come onto this world because of the tzaris and because of the hardship that he would bring. Okay, so you can understand that. That's Memela understood. But the Sefer Chochmas Chaim, that's the retirer from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he says the following pshat. He says, we know that Rashi brings down, when it says, Vayozid Yaakov Nizid, Yaakov Avinu cooked Nizid Adoshim, so Rashi says that day Avraham Avinu was nifter. And the Zid HaDoshim is a Michael of Havoris, the Havoris HaOval. It's round to teach us that Avelus goes round and round, and eventually it is everybody. Second of all, it doesn't have an opening like an oval. It doesn't have a mouth. He remains silent. So yeah, Avraham Avinu was nifter on that day. So Mela, it comes out that because Yitzchak Avinu was answered, and why was he nifter on that day? Shul yira esav yoytzel l'tar b'sruah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he's going to be nifter b'sev v'toivah. If he would have to see esav going out l'tar b'sruah, so that would not be a sev v'toivah. He would have terrible agnes nefesh. So he was nifter 5 years earlier. And that was the avelus over Avraham Avinu. So Dr. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, on this pasuk, v'yeoser loy, is the gematria 748, the same gematria as Chomei Shanim. Hashem listened to Yitzchak despite the fact that he'd have to take Avraham Avinu away 5 years earlier, right? Aval Pikein Vayeyoser Loi. That's the gematria of Vayeyoser Loi 5 years earlier, 748. So when one of the Einikluch of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld told over this gematria to Rav Aaron Kotel Zatzal, he went out of his kelim from his pilot. He said it only could have been said with Ruach HaKodesh as Amin gematria. But then he was moisiv and he said that could be that's pshat in Rashi, nispatzer, nispayas, nispatoi. Why did you need a triple appeasement? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if he's going to make Esav be born when Yitzchak Avinu was mispalel for him, Avraham Avinu is going to have to be nifter 5 years early. And what a terrible thing. Avraham, who was so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, the mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the apple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye, that he's the tachlis abriya, elatodlis shemayim v'orz behi boram, the Medrash says, ba'Avraham, he was the tachlis of the briya. So to take him away 5 years earlier, you needed an espatzer, an espayas, and an espatoli. Those are Rabaran, based on this gematria that he heard. Vayoichal, vayesht, vayokam, vayelech. He ate, and he drank, and he got up, and he walked out. Vayivez esav esabachayru. So the stipler guy, in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, he says, that B'sha'as Esav sold the Bechor to Yankiv for a Nezid HaDoshim, he thought to himself, you know, he's mamash, he has Yaakov over the barrel. You know, what's Yaakov Avinu gaining over here? Some technical thing, a theoretical thing that's not around now. It'll be around years from now, and it carries with it Dinei Misa, Medal's things. He thought, mamash, like, what's Yaakov? He's selling something that is no real basis for a good solid bowl of lentils, mamish yishmak, you know. So he looked at Yaakov like he's the strange one. And not only that, but the Medrash says he brought his friends along with him, and they made litzanas from Yaakov. What happened? L'maisa, Esav grew up in the house of Yitzchak and Rivka. He became a little bit more mature, and the chab, that the kahuna is nothing to sniff at. And it also involved malchus. Later on, he had charotah. And that's why later on he had tainas on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakveni zeh pa'amim es b'chayrosi lokak. B'shas Maisa, it didn't look like that. B'shas Maisa, he made litzonos of Yaakov. It's only afterwards he became a little bit more mature and he thought about it that he had charata. And the Torah is made. Vayivas esav es b'chayra, he sold it for a bowl of lentils. It's only later on that he had charata. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the selling of the Bechayah for a bowl of Nezir HaDoshim, that is a remez to all the times that Rishon, in their lives, they compromise their madregas, they do aveiros for the Hanoah of the moment. This is the simon for what Rishon do all the time. They look at the pleasure of the moment, the Yetzirah gets the better of them. They don't look at the long-term repercussions. What am I giving up? What am I giving up? The hefsid that comes machmas and aveira. And they don't look at that. They say, yeah, right now the Hanoah is standing in front of me. So this is the example for all of that. And they don't realize that. They're willing to give up a pleasure for the moment that passes. Vizehu. And they don't look at Olam Haba, they don't look at the repercussions, garnished. There's a Nifludik and Maisa that I saw brought down. There was a Maisa that happened in the city of Slutsk when the Radvaz was the Rav of Slutsk. He was the Slutsker Rav. So there was a butcher in Slutsk that every day at a certain time he used to make an announcement, please, everybody please leave the store, you know, it's time for me to go for an hour, you'll come back in an hour. And they did. They left willingly. They came back in an hour. And one day, the doctor of the city, who was not a from a year, and he was sort of like a shtickalaki kairis, he comes to the butcher store. It's on a Thursday. Place is packed with people buying stuff for covered Shabbos. He makes his regular announcement. You know, everybody please leave and come back in an hour. So he modnezach, like, closed down the store on a Thursday when everybody needs meat for Shabbos. So he asks the butcher, he says, why are you closing down the store? It's a very strange thing to do. So he says, I got to daven Milcha Ma'ariv. You know, it's my time to daven Milcha Ma'ariv. I go daven Milcha Ma'ariv. I say, oh. So he says, Mr. Meshugya, he says, Shabbos is coming up. You know, you're making sales left and right. You're willing to give up, you know, all those sales for Milcha Ma'ariv. She says, yeah, I'm worried about my Olam Haba. There's more to life than just having Parnassah down here. I'm worried about my Olam Haba. Olam Haba, really? You know, you really think that there's going to be something up there? And he started making litzanos. She tells him, maybe you don't think there's Olam Haba, but I hope that maybe one day I'll have Olam Haba. Efsher, efsher. And I want to keep it. So the doctor took offense at what he said. He says, oh, yeah. You're talking, you know, interested in Olam Haba? I'll tell you, I'll give you a chance to expand on your Olam Haba. Here's a ruble. You know, here's a ruble. I'm sorry. He says, give me a ruble, and I'll sell you my Olam Haba. For a ruble. I wanted to make a ton this morning. He said, yeah, Garzai. Takes out a ruble, gives it to him. He said, I'm coining your Olam Haba. Right, the doctor made fun of him. That was the end of that. A few years later, a woman comes into the butcher's store. And she says she has to speak to him, very important. And her husband died a few days before. And he came to her in a chalom. And he said that in Shemayim, they were dying to go to Gehenna. So he says, Ein lechanami, I did aveiros. But I helped a lot of people and a lot of poor people. I didn't charge. That schus should at least give me a right to go to Gan Eden. So he said, You're right, you take your help, and that should give you a lot of schar, but you sold your schuyas. You sold your Gan Eden to this year. What do you mean I sold my Gan Eden? What kind of thing? He starts screaming away. Gets to the Bezna Shamayla Paskin. He can go down to his wife. If she can get the guy to be maskin to sell the Olam Haba back again, they'll allow him to have his schuyas back again. So she comes now to the butcher, and she says, you know, he says, B'shamayim v'nei not. You know, I bought it fair and square. I don't know if I'm going to have my own in here. Adarabi, you just will mechazit me that there is Olam Haba there. Not giving it up. Next night, she had a dream again, and she told her husband, he said, he's screaming away, go back to him. She went back, and again, he didn't listen. So she went to the Radvaz, and she told him the Gansa Maisa. So the Radvaz sat at Bezdin, Barab in front of everybody. He wanted everybody to see this din Torah. And the woman came to represent her husband, and this butcher came and he represented himself. And they each said their times, and she's saying, my husband, my poor husband, he's there, and he has no way to advocate for himself, and he's in deep trouble. And And he has a chance of helping. And he says, well, help her. He says, I have to worry about myself. This went back and forth. And the Bezin decided, you know, we'll convene. They came back a few minutes later, and they set up psak in three se'ifim. Three se'ifim, they said in the psak. Psak number one is that you can't sell Olam Haba. It's not sellable. Olam Haba is tainug and an aura lights that come out with the mitzvahs that you did. But if you didn't do the mitzvahs, that's not your asiya. It's not shaykh to sell Olam Haba. That was sif number one. Sif number two. So the Olam felt there any good for the guy. He can't sell Olam Haba. Sif number two, because the doctor was mevase his Olam Haba, he doesn't get any Olam Haba. He says, Chazal say that even a tzaddik that has charote for the mitzvahs that he did, he could lose his schar. And he's mevazeh. And he's schar in Olam Haba, does not get Olam Haba. Oh, he says, the groans in the crowd, they felt bad for him. The third chaylik of the psak is, but because a kiddush shem shemayim came while he this doctor, because now everybody knows the ma'isa. And everybody knows what went on with them up there. And that's going to make them more serious about their mitzvahs and appreciate their mitzvahs more. Because of that, he was mezakeh the rabbi. And we say he should get back his Olam Haba. And the place cheered. You know, the mamas, they were happy. But the poor butcher, he was not very happy. So he went over to them. He says, but you'll be ma'idah that this whole ma'isa came about because of me. So I have to, you know. So apparently they were masking him that he gets a gevaldi yischar because of the kiddush shem shemayim that came because of him. But this is also one of those examples where Rishon, they look at the moment, you know, and for a little bit of pleasure, they'll sell who knows what. You know, that's, and Esav is the prototype of such as that. Vayhirov ba'aretz, there was a hunger in the land. Milvad harov harishayim, ashahoya bimei Avram. Besides the first hunger that was in the days of Avram. Says, machloikas harishayim over here, what does it mean, besides the first hunger that was in the days of Avram? The Ramban brings down a pshat. Says, ulai, there was never a hunger in the world until the days of Avram. Could be the first hunger in the world ever in the history happened in the times of Avram. So Rabbeinu Bachi asks on that, what do you mean? There's a Beferish of Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Rabbah, that says there were 10 hungers in the history of the world, 10 known hungers, and the first one came in the times of Adam Arishai. It says, Arura Adama Bavurcha, and that brought a hunger. It was Bimei Adam Arishai. Then there was a second one, it brings down a pasuk. In the times of Lamech, there was a hunger. So how can you say that this was the first hunger that there was? And Rabbeinu Bach Yataka argues on the Ramban, and the emphasis that the Ramban himself brings down such a pshat later. The Ramban says when it says, Movado Rav HaRishayim, it doesn't necessarily mean the first hunger of the world. It could mean the hunger earlier than the one that was in the times of Yitzchak. The hunger in the times of Avram was reshined to the one that was in the times of Yitzchak. And the Ramban says it was a famous hunger. It was the hunger that caused Avram Avinu to leave Eretz Yisrael. And people were still speaking about that hunger now. So Movada Rava reshined, meaning not the first hunger of the world, but the earlier hunger, earlier to this one of Yitzchak. That's a pshat that you could say. I saw that the Hagor, the Rav Shavel, as Hagor is in Rabbeinu Bechaya, he brings down that there's a medrash. The medrash that says, it lists the 10 nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, and it says the fourth nisyon of Avraham Avinu is, miyoyim shenivru shamayim va'oretz loy borov elo bimei Avraham. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, befeirish, that the first hunger in the world was in the times of Avraham. So the Radal speaks out of it, it's a machloikis in Midrashim. Medrash Rabban Bereishis says the first one was by Adam and he had by Lamech. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says the first one was in the times of Avraham. So the Ramban stims with that Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. But the Ramban also goes on to say over here a very interesting thing. That Yitzchak's going to the land of Avimelech, Melech Gror, was the Maisa of the Simon Labonim for Golas Bavel. What's Shaykh is the Golas Bavel? because Eretz Plishtim was the land of Migurei Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu lived in the land of Plishtim. And Babel is the land of Migurei Aviseinu, because Avraham Avinu originated from Ur Kasdim, which was in Babel. They were both Eretz Migurei Aviv, so that's one thing that they have in common. In the land of Plishtim, Avimelech never took Rivka Bechlal. Unlike by Paroi, Mamishu was, it got close or whatever. But over there, there was only the people spoke about Avimelech taking her. But it never happened. And Avimelech, you know, he made it clear to them they shouldn't take them. So the only thing that they had in the land of Avimelech was pachad for the government, which was really in Babel also the same thing. In Babel, the ikar goal of Babel was not that they were mistreated, but there was a tremendous pachad of the government of Nebuchadnezzar, and there was Belshazzar or whatever. Also, Adarab in Babel, they were Nechbodim, right? There was Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, there was Daniel, they were advisors to the king. And over here also, they were very much Machshir Yitzchak. Later on, they said, Leich mi imanu ki yatsamta mi imanu, they were jealous of him. And in Babel also, you saw that there was different times of relationships. You know, there was a period where they were matter to build the Beis HaMikdash during that Golus, and later on they took it away. So in many ways, it was doing with the Golus Babel. This was the Maisa of his similar bonum of Golus Babel. It says at the end, Vayikach es mochlas bas Yishmol ben Avram achos nevoyes. Esav took the daughter of Yishmol ben Avram, the sister of nevoyes. So Rashi brings down, why does the Pasuk have to tell me this? Why should it be of interest? He says, this Pasuk only came to teach us the cheshbon of the years of Yaakov Avinu. It tells us the ganze cheshbon, and it's coming to teach us that for 14 years, I'll be the cheshbon. They don't come to the cheshbon. Like, what was Yaakov Avinu doing during those 14 years? He went to Yeshiva's Shem Be'Eiver. After he left Yitzchak and Rivka, for 14 years he hid out in Yeshiva's Shem Be'Eiver, and he learned Torah. So Chofetz Chaim asks a question. It's a Peled Gezach. What kind of a hanhag is that? Yaakov Avinu was already 63 years old. Not married yet. So you'd think that by 63 years old, it's time to go out and get a shidduch, not to start learning in yeshiva, you know, for 14 years. So what's that? Especially Yitzchak and Rivka told him, go over there to Narayim and go find the shidduch over there. So what's the show? Where's the kibbutz of aim? Why was he not listening to them? So Zog the Chofetz Chaim, that Yaakov Avinu realized that Lavan is a shakran, Lavan is a kazman, Lavan is an oivid avodah zara, Lavan is an ishtameh. He knew that. Now later on he got to see it in person, that Lavan was an oivid avodah zara, and Lavan was a liar, shein kamayu. And he understood that he's going to come to Lavan. Lavan's not going to just give his daughters away. He knew he's going to expect a tremendous amount of matana and whatever. So you know he's going to have to be there a while, and probably he's going to have to work for him. So he readied himself lechetchila. It's not going to be an in and out job. How am I going to contend with this avodah zara? How am I going to contend with this tumah? How am I going to contend with a rabbi like that? The key is I shouldn't be mushbe. He sat himself in the Beis Medrash for 14 years. He sat in the zehu. That is the key to contend with a lovin. And Punkt the Chofetz Chaim says it's very true. The past 14 years, that's how much he worked for Leah and for Rachel. So could be he saw Beruach Kodshai that he's going to have to be there at least for 14 years. Kenegad those 14 years, he was in Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Eber. Now Yaakov Kamenetsky, that says a very interesting thing later on. What was the special Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber? It says that Yaakov Avinu used to learn in that yeshiva. He didn't learn by Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Zokim B'Yoshim B'Yeshiva. Why did Yaakov Avinu learn by Yitzchak? What's it was after Shem Ve'Eber? It says the Torah of Shem Ve'Eber was special. It taught you how to live as a Yochid when you're surrounded by Tumah, when you're surrounded by Goyim. Shem Ve'Eber lived in times before Avraham Avinu. The name of Hashem was not yet widespread. They lived during the times of the Dor HaMabul, during the times of the Dor HaFlogeh, where the Rabbin was totally, totally against Yiddishkeit and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They taught how to live as a Yachid. And Yaakov Avinu knew he's going to have to live as a Yachid. See, Bedavka went to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. Later on, when he gave over to Yosef the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber, Yaakov Avinu says, like, what was so special? Only Yosef got to see it or to learn it? because Yaakov Avinu sensed Beruach Kotshoi that Yosef is going to be the only one that needs it. The brothers were jealous. How come he's special? Why do you give it to him? But Yaakov Avinu had a cheshbon because he sensed Beruach Kotshoi that only Yosef is going to need it and not them. And Adarav, it's a Torah that doesn't compare to the Torah of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak. The Torah of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak was when Ruchnius was already much more developed. But this Nakuda they had to survive as a Yochid, when there's a Rabbim of Tumah, that was special about Yishim Hashem Ve'eva, and that's why Yaakov Avinu went to learn there. A guten Shabbos.
What was the 175 Zagamachi for what again? We asked somebody.
What's that?
Yes.
Chomei Shonim, 748. Chomei Shonim.
And what was all the words you compared it to? It's similar?
Nispayas, Vinispatsa,
Vinispatsa. The same number? The two numbers you said 175.
Chomei Shonim. Chomei Shonim. 5 years that
I've always 175, I see.
Right. That Avraham Avinu was taken away from this.
I always wondered if Vayas or Vayatolai is that it's the same Shirish, no?
What?
Vayatolai, Vayasolai is the same Shirish, yeah. No? So I always thought, because we say that the Neymar and Maisa Kurz, because Shroch Mishavos lost in Shot Sadikim.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that when is the Yeshua? Yeshua is when they start Babylon. So Vayatar, Vayasolai.
I think somebody says Vayayosu is from Lashon of Osor, a pitchfork that turns over the straw. And Hashem's Rotzen was overturned by the tefillah. That's why it has the same shape.
Rabbi Bear once had a Hoshtikal Torah. He said that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ben Natan Mispal for Miriam, Ein Leis Tarachat Tzvasa Kishal Ches Betzara, what do you mean? Why does he have to say Kelo Rafal? Because he had a whole long tefillah.
Yeah.
So he said, the Rabbi Bear's Torah was that since you're davening for a tzara, so Melo, we know that Miriam, right away Yeshua came. So what's the harachas atfila? Harachas atfila because Moshe Rabbeinu enjoyed davening himself. In other words, it means for the Yeshua you needed that. But every time
I heard that from my Rosh Yeshiva, same
kind, yeah?
Yeah,
same nusach.
Same.
So that's what I'm saying. V'yata v'yasal. Right away, immediately.
There's a pleasure in davening Shabbos. There's a pleasure in davening.